What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Now, back to
Will and Dibby
on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, but there's no Dibby today. Grandy is in for Dibby, and we're live in the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. We took those studios on the road, though, today. We are at Chase Center on the concourse, and we are counting you down and getting ready for basketball on 95.7 The Game tonight. But, yeah, the Warriors are in their offseason, although there will be Warriors here. We are told. I mean, super fan Brandon Pajemski, I know, will be here.
I don't think he's missed a game.
He may have missed one. He might have been on the road for something, but you're right. He is. He's a super fan. He's omnipresent.
There is also going to be some Warriors action in this building relatively quickly because you've got this Summer League.
Yep.
The California Classic coming up, and the Warriors will be competing in that.
Real, real soon. But, yeah, for now, it's Caitlin Clark in town for the first time ever tonight, and we're expecting to talk with Christine Brennan real soon of USA Today to get her thoughts on all of this. And by the way, she was right there at the forefront of, you would call it anger or reactiveness to what happened to Caitlin a couple of nights ago.
Yeah.
She was not pleased.
And the book that she wrote on Caitlin Clark coming out in July, I haven't been able to get my hands on one just yet. But from what I have gathered, a lot of what she writes about in the book is kind of how what she's done for the league hasn't necessarily been reciprocated from the league
from
her peers back to her. Not even just like monetarily, but just in terms of, I don't know, respect?
You know,
is that the right word?
I guess. I mean, again, it's titled On Her Game, Caitlin Clark and the Revolution in Women's Sports. So she takes it even beyond the WNBA because Caitlin Clark, yeah, there's no doubt. Like, this is the most famous female athlete in America right now, let alone WNBA. But it's interesting. When you say that, it kind of makes me think this is a subject matter that's come up in multiple ways in the last sort of handful of months and maybe more that I'm just not even thinking about. But when we did get loose on the way the NBA officiates Steph, this is what we were talking about. Like, respect your star. When we talk about the way that Rafi Devers exited Boston, what were we talking about? Respect your star. When we talk about, well, what's Brock Purdy going to make? I mean, he's the last pick in the draft. Just give him 27 and tell him he's got to show up and get his helmet. What are we talking about here? Respect your star. So this comes up everywhere. And those are all different situations, but for me, there's a common thread. And it is sort of the way that whether you're a league, whether you're a team, whether you're a fan, it comes down to how do you treat your star and your cash cow?
It's like the Mavericks and Luka Doncic. And maybe
there's another one.
Maybe that's respect your fan base. I mean, also respect Luka as well.
Totally.
But you could feel one way about Luka if you want. You could have handled it a whole lot better in terms of how you sold it to your fan base in the first place. I know another comparison is Jimmy Butler and how it ended in Miami. Jimmy wanted to feel the respect that the team felt he was worth however much money that he wanted, got the respect from the Warriors, and now he's been no problems. Even though he's been a problem almost everywhere that he's been,
totally.
But you pay him the respect that he feels he deserves, and he's okay.
I mean, I feel like to a degree, I mean, I think there's some self-interest here, but it's why the NFL kind of changed the rules the way they did with regard to officiating quarterbacks, with the way that you're allowed to touch a quarterback.
No quicker way to lose views if Mahomes and Allen and Jackson aren't playing.
Take care of your stars. Take care of your stars. And that's what they were doing, not to them. Although I guess you could extend this to all of them. Like, yes, like you just said it. She missed five games, and what happened? Y'all lost money. You lost a bunch of money, right? If Steph Curry is not in the playoffs, if LeBron is not in the playoffs, you lose money. If all of the quarterbacks are out there getting hurt and we're watching backup versus backup, yeah, you lose eyeballs. No question.
Yeah. Let me ask you this, because this is... I was telling you earlier, you missed a day, I forget exactly what was going on, but it was the first ever home game for the Golden State Valkyries. Dibs and I were here sitting in this very spot, and once they open the doors and Valkyries fans come rolling in, you'll see all the swag, right? You'll see all the lavender, purple Valkyries swag. And on that day, first ever regular season game day, it was, I mean, 95% of the people were wearing something Valkyries related, and this was something that our fearless engineer Tim Jordan brought up.
TJ.
But there's very few jerseys, I guess, as you'd expect.
Because Valkyries
at that point,
jerseys.
Valkyries jerseys, or really any jersey. At that point, they hadn't played a regular season game yet. And this is something that you were talking about earlier in terms of like your fandom for the Valkyries. That's something that has to develop over time. And as you gain emotional connections to players, there's been 11 regular season games so far. But on that day, before a regular season second had been played, yeah, you know the names if you're plugged in and you're tapped in, but you don't know really who many of these people are, or how they're going to play, or who's going to have the biggest season. So there's very few jerseys. I wonder how many jerseys we're going to see now, today.
Tonight, yeah.
Maybe even how many Caitlin Clark jerseys there's going to be, but how many more Valkyries jerseys we're going to see today.
Would you be offended, and I didn't check, we could run down there real quick during a break. It's right behind us. We'd have to go down a flight of stairs or two here. But would you be offended if the team store was selling Caitlin Clark jerseys tonight?
I think I could understand the business decision.
Totally.
But, yeah, I think I'd be offended.
You would.
Yeah.
See, I wouldn't. I would not at all. And that is, again, evidence of the fact that I have not, like, I'm curious. I will get there, but I have not built.
They'd sell. They would sell.
Yeah, and I've not built that sort of like rough exterior fandom about Valkyries games tonight. I'm not going to lose sleep over the final score of tonight's game, no matter what it is. I'm going to watch, but I'm not going to lose sleep over what happens. If you're selling Dodger gear out in left field, I'm annoyed. I'm more than annoyed.
Dodger hate has been indoctrinated.
I'm practically offended, yes. But if you're selling... In what home game is this? Is this seven? Number six? Number seven?
Six or something like that.
If you're in home game six and you're selling Caitlin Clark jerseys, who we already both just admitted as a name is literally bigger than the league itself, I think I'm okay.
One, two, three, four, five. This is home game six.
Number six.
Yeah.
I'm okay. I'm okay if you have that. Let's be real. That's what a lot of people are coming here to watch tonight.
From a business perspective, I would not be offended if the Golden State shop sells Caitlin Clark jerseys.
Yep.
But from a fandom perspective, I would be. And again, I don't have the same emotional ties to the Valkyries yet that I do to the other teams in the Bay. But it's also things like this. Like, you know, maybe there was a decision and refusing to sell those jerseys. Those are also some of the things that... I don't know, help foster that relationship with your fans. right?
I think I would actually take the Caitlin Clark gear and bring it outside in front of the front door and have people yelling like concession, get your Caitlin Clark jerseys, get your... That's how I'm bringing them to the store tonight.
No.
That's what I think I would do if I were running the Golden State shop.
If Joe Lacob were to swing around, come outside to Thrive City...
Joe likes money.
Yeah, but
you want money,
he also likes supporting for his team.
I don't know. From what I hear, Joe's having a pretty good day today. I think he's in a good mood.
I think he's in a great mood.
Yeah, that is pretty interesting. And you heard Steiny and Evan talk about it a little bit earlier. And they're not wrong. Like, Forbes, I guess it was... just a few months ago.
Comes out every year.
Every
right?
year, yeah. And it was just a few months ago, and they have their valuations of all the professional sports teams. And the Warriors were the number two team in professional sports, only behind the Cowboys, number one team in the NBA, and the estimate was $9 billion. And the Lakers yesterday, they weren't a full sale, but the sale, the portion that was sold under the idea of a valuation of $10 billion.
So with a B, $10 billion.
Yeah. So if the Lakers are worth $10 billion, you'd estimate the Warriors would probably be worth $12, $13, $14 billion. One thing I've also learned about this Forbes thing, last 20 years, whenever Forbes comes out and they're like, yeah, it's worth X, no, it's not, it's worth more. Like every single time. They did. I remember because I was working in L.A. when all the Donald Sterling stuff went down with the Clippers.
Yeah.
And they're like, man, the Clippers might go for $1 billion. And then they went for two. It was twice as much as what Forbes thought was going to happen. So the Warriors are worth a bleep ton of money. That's also with a B. They are worth a bleep ton of money. Now, I don't know why that matters to fans unless suddenly what just happened with that valuation means that the Warriors today at the executive level are all having a meeting to say, you know what, we think we will go
scrap
deep into the
plan.
Yeah, luxury tax. Here we come.
We were only willing to spend X. Now we're going to spend Y.
Bring them all to the yard. Yeah, if that happens, then great. But it is interesting. It's interesting that whatever the holdings group thought they had, they've got more.
Yeah.
Lot more.
Yeah. And part of it is the Warriors also own this building.
Yes.
Which is a big part of it. The Lakers don't own
Staples. They do not own their building. Right. They do not own their building. And the Warriors do own their building. And just the whole kind of sales arm of the Warriors, if you will. They do more. They do more in revenue than the Lakers do. Which I don't know if I fully understand. Right? Like, the guys were having a conversation earlier about, like, how much does this have to do with Steph? And I'm like, if it had everything to do with Steph, then Joe and the group would be moronic to not sell before Steph left.
Yeah.
Wouldn't they?
Yeah.
Because in theory,
how is it going to get any better than this right
down.
Now? You think it might be on its way down now? Because Steph is on his way down.
But I think the market and the revenues and the ownership and the holdings and all the other things, I think have more to do with it than one player.
It's a whole lot more complex than that. No
doubt. For sure. All right, glad you're with us. Christine Brennan is going to join us immediately coming up next. We super double promise.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, we're over here at Chase Center getting ready for the Valkyries and the Fever. Caitlin Clark's first ever turn here in the Bay Area. Hot ticket tonight. And we are counting you down, and the game will be right here on 95.7 The Game. So it's an exciting night, and we think this conversation is worthy of that. Been a long time since I personally had a chance to chat with Christine Brennan, the great columnist with the USA Today and award-winning author, and she literally wrote the book on Caitlin Clark. Little thought or two on that book. A newsmaking and electrifying portrait of sports phenomenon Caitlin Clark, whose dramatic ascendance in college basketball and now in the WNBA has captured the attention of media and fans unlike any other female team sport athlete in history. That's all by Christine Brennan. That's the new book. Christine, here on the River Islands guest line joining us. How are you? Thanks for doing it.
Oh, well, my goodness, thank you so much for giving the plug, Mark, to On Her Game. The book on Caitlin Clark is coming out in a couple of weeks, but people can pre-order it right now. Go to your local independent bookstore, support them on her game. And I'm really proud of the book. Great to be with both of you guys. Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, can't wait to check it out. And there's something in thinking about it and talking about it that just kind of stands out to me, because people talk about how Caitlin Clark has changed the WNBA. Would you take that a step further for us and put in perspective to how she has changed sports for females?
You know, I'm so glad you're mentioning that. I think sports for women, I think we can say sports in general, and I know you were not excluding that, Mark. And also, I think just take her out of the world of sports and culturally, right? I mean, Caitlin Clark is such a big deal in this country. You know, to think that we've got a woman who was in college those last couple of years, selling out arenas, barnstorming the country, Big Ten, 17, 18, 19, 20,000 seat arenas, people standing in the cold in January for an hour, 2 hours to get in, the logo threes, the incredible no-look passes, the high wire act at the circus, all the TV ratings, obviously the final game of her college career, where the women's final game, which was, of course, South Carolina beating Iowa, Caitlin takes her team farther than they'd ever thought they could go, had 4 million more viewers than the men's NCAA final the next night. All of that I just described being done by a female athlete. You guys, I've been doing this a while. I think I'm 25 and 30, but I'm not. I never thought, I know this sounds dramatic, but I'm telling you the truth, I never thought I would live to see the day, or the day, hear the day, where I could, someone could say all that, and it's true. And that was college, Iowa, the transition to the WNBA, and it has gotten bigger and bigger and bigger. All these, you know, arenas, these teams moving to bigger arenas when Caitlin Clark comes to town. There's so much there. This is, by the way, I want to make sure to say this. This is something that should have happened in the WNBA, which I covered the 96 Olympics, which was the genesis of the team. And then 99, I was working for Lifetime TV as a sideline reporter on the WNBA. Been around it a long time, fighting for coverage of it. This kind of attention should have come years ago. 74% black league. Those women, the pioneers that started it and fought those battles, they should have gotten this attention from the male-dominated mainstream sports media, but they did not, and that is a shame. But thank
you. Don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Goodness, now the spotlight on this singular player, Caitlin Clark, that then shines on so many other players, the attendance. You guys can tell the story right there, what you're doing. This is a remarkable time, and I've tried to capture it all in the book, and obviously I love talking about it here with you guys right now.
Yeah, looking forward to giving it a read, Christine. I'm curious if you can put it into perspective for our listeners who maybe haven't been introduced to the WNBA, maybe before Caitlin Clark or before the Valkyries this year. It's easy to just like say, all right, well, she's, you know, the LeBron or the Steph or all these ratings and revenue drivers. But with Caitlin in the WNBA, you also have a younger league. Not to say that you haven't had superstars in the WNBA in the past, but this is kind of the first to ever reach this level of attention in that league. So if you had to draw some historical comparison for Caitlin Clark, what would it be?
Well, that's a great point. And by the way, there's nothing wrong, and I know you're not thinking it, but I know there are people who don't like this conversation. And there are people who are saying it's not fair to focus on a white woman in a 74% black and mixed race league. And as you just heard me say, the point is that finally the eyeballs on all those other fabulous athletes who deserved it for years and never got it. But it's absolutely true. And the comparisons for me work in some ways and then don't work in others. But I think, you know, you guys, I'm going to guess, nod your heads, and your listeners might too. I've been fortunate enough in my career covering everything to basically cover Tiger Woods the length of his career in the golf world, Masters, U.S. Opens, British Opens, PGAs, et cetera. And the Tiger Woods analogy works for a while, right? I mean, the idea of just TV ratings shooting through the roof, record viewership, what I love to think of, and I know it's a fact because people have told me this, grandma and grandpa who never would know the difference between a birdie and a bogey, planning their Sunday afternoons in mid-April around Tiger's final round tee time at the Masters, which I think there's a total analogy with, especially guys who would never have given the time of day to women's basketball, right? Now wearing their number 22 jerseys proudly, if you're out and about, you may well see some of them near the arena right now or within a few hours, and maybe some Kate Martins and others as well, of course. But the bottom line is that same thing where like people are trying to figure out where Ion is on, or tonight Prime. Do I have that, right? Where is that on my dial? This is who you're getting. It's not the hardcore fan who's been there for a long time. And I know some people are sad that they're not getting the credit. But this is who you want to build. So you get those ratings, you get the higher salaries, it all happens. So Tiger works, except then he doesn't when you consider the men's golf. You'd had Arnold Palmer. You'd had Jack Nicklaus. You had these high heights with sponsorship and fan interest, you know, Tom Watson and some of these great, great names. And even going back previous generations, that had established golf, men's golf, in a very high plateau. So Tiger took it higher. In this case, sadly, it should have happened with all kinds of people, Cheryl Swoops and Diana Taurasi and whatever, but it didn't. The WNBA is even a lower starting point. So Caitlin then shoots it up much higher, and the interest in her brings it, the rising tide lifts all boats, brings it up higher. So frankly, I think you can make a strong case that if we're saying Bird and Magic in the NBA, again, you'd already had the Celtics with Bill Russell. You'd already had Will Chamberlain. You'd already had Kareem. You had others that had been around a while, right, and had taken it to higher heights. I think Caitlin Clark is the single most important athlete in this part of the conversation that we're having to any league we can see and think of, vis-a-vis, say, men's golf with Tiger or the NBA with Magic and Bird. Caitlin, the WNBA had so much further to come, and that's where Caitlin just shooting up with all of this attendance and the TV ratings. I think that's where it's a remarkable difference and a fabulous one that portends great things for the CBA, for future salaries, for all kinds of things moving forward.
The great Christine Brennan, USA Today, is joining us here on Willard and Dibbs. We're live at Shea Center getting ready for Caitlin Clark's visit, her first ever visit to the Golden State Valkyries tonight here in the Bay. All right, Christine, so you know this question's coming. Now with all of that as the table set, why do they treat her this way?
Yeah. I know. I've been talking about this a lot today, actually. I'm glad to. I think you're my last interview, and I saved the best for last, guys.
Saved
the best for last. No, you know, I love the Bay Area and spent so much time covering your 49ers back in the day and Super Bowls and all kinds of things, like a Super Bowl, a couple, actually. I've been out there for that. You nailed it. In the book, I wrote this book quickly, but I spent a lot of time trying to figure that out. That having been said, I don't want people to drive off the road or anything. It's rough and tumble. And Caitlin Clark would be the first person to tell you. I asked her every question I asked her. She answered, no holds barred. She's, you know, honest, truthful, looks you in the eye, gives you long answers. She's great. And she'd be the first to say, hey, it's tough out there. And she's given it as much as she's taking it, right, to a point. I mean, she's fiery. She's feisty. People thrive on that. They love it. You watch her revving up the crowd with the Fever games, sometimes in even other arenas where she's got a significant fan base. And she loves doing that, and people love watching her. It makes her even more watchable and more interesting. So there's that. So we're not talking about that. We're not talking about kid glove treatment. We're not talking about people not being able to guard her, play defense, guard her, you know, the length of the court, which happened a lot last year, is happening a little this year. No, that's not what you're asking me, I don't think. What you're asking me is what we saw the other night. Marina Mabry, just absolute cheap shot, a freight train coming through, boom, dead ball, play is stopped, and now Caitlin is going flying. Very luckily, Caitlin Clark didn't get injured. Because we know what happens when Caitlin Clark gets injured, right? She missed 5 games about 3 weeks, a few weeks ago. And my colleague Jeff Zilgut at USA Today reported that literally more than half of the TV audience, not just for the Fever, for the WNBA, the entire league, more than half of the audience, TV audience, disappeared. When Caitlin disappeared, so did more than half of the fans that and to watching the games. Extraordinary. That's never happened. Tiger would be a drop, and some other, you know, Michael Jordan would be a bit of a drop too. So what we're saying here is you are now messing around with someone who is the financial driver of this league, who is the key to higher salaries. You can look to her and say, hey, get us more money in the CBA, all the kind of things or whatever. And then Marina Mabry does this, and she's not ejected immediately. The refs are not keeping up. Stephanie White, the coach of the Fever, is not going to be there today for personal reasons. But she said it. The refs have not kept up. Everyone listening to us, you have a daughter or granddaughter you see in the kitchen who's running out to her soccer or volleyball or lacrosse. You see the girl across the street getting ready with the bag over her shoulder going to basketball or softball or whatever. We know that today's the greatest day in women's sports until tomorrow. The coaching is better. They're stronger. They're faster. The training is better. Everything about it. We have got the best time for female athletes. How on earth does the WNBA not have referees that are up to the game and up to the challenge? And with all the eyeballs, the fact that, and I've got a lot in the book on the not being prepared for the racial issues and what the WNBA should have done and did not do. And Dr. Harry Edwards, the great, great Dr. Harry Edwards, Bay Area is, of course, he's in the book quite a bit talking about some of the things that could have been done and should have been done to prepare, again, a vast majority black league for a white superstar from Iowa. I don't shy away from any of that. And, you know, the idea being that not that they're damsels in distress, guys. No, these are tough, strong athletes. But this is something that would have been helpful to maybe work through a little bit, some of it, before it all hit last year. And I think the WNBA's utter lack of preparation for this moment, which includes the referees and includes the referees making the right call on things like the Kennedy Carter hit or the Marina last year, the Marina Mabry hit the other day. You know, what on earth is going on? And if Caitlin Clark did that to someone, plowed into someone, blindsided, dead ball, I'd say eject her as well, of course. And but she's not doing that, and other people, at least so far, are doing it to her. So it does show to me the WNBA needs to up its game quite quickly to keep up with this incredible fan interest that they now have.
Christine, it feels to me, though, like it's gone deeper than just the WNBA. Maybe it's women's basketball, USA basketball as a whole, because she didn't even make the Olympic team last summer, which seems impossible to believe. She's clearly one of the best players in the world.
No, she was then, too. That was a little bit more than a year ago. I broke that story.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And, you know, first of all, just for the eyeballs and reaching people around the world, we know why the NFL plays overseas, right? We know why the NHL is going to stop the season again and have their professionals from NHL teams playing in the Milan Winter Olympics, which are coming up in February, believe it or not, another Winter Olympics right around the corner, because you want to have a global presence. So you bring this attention magnet unlike any other. I had a Brazilian journalist ask me, where is she? Literally came up and said, where is Caitlin Clark at the Paris Olympics? And, of course, was shocked that she wasn't there. What you could have had in terms of reaching people around the globe, again, shining a spotlight that then Asia Wilson and so many others who deserve it And people might poo-poo and say, oh, come on, they get a lot of attention during the Olympics. I've covered every Olympics since 84 in L.A., and I'm often in the press section, in the press tribune, and it's usually tumbleweeds. You know, there's a few of us. But there's so much to cover during an Olympics that a team that's going to win, guaranteed, hasn't lost since 1992, all of a sudden the sports editor says, you know what, we need you really over at the soccer quarter semifinals, or we need you at the water polo, or we need you at this or that. And all of a sudden they're getting short shrift. That wouldn't have happened with Caitlin Clark, even sitting the bench. The worst Olympic team selection decision I have seen in my 41 years covering the Olympic Games. As I said, I broke the story, and I have even more news in On Her Game about it, about the just terrible decision making and how on earth a committee could not want this woman on their team, but they definitely did not want Caitlin Clark to represent the United States at the Olympics last year. It was a bad decision. It will be seen throughout sports history as one of the worst decisions ever made. And it does, again, speak to some of what we were just talking about this really uncomfortable feeling with this new person and how everyone seemed to have such trouble adjusting when you should be saying, thank goodness we finally have the person that's going to bring everything, the rising tide lift all boats, bring everything to us. But a terrible decision. And if people said, well, you don't pick people, like my buddy, classmate Mike Wilbon, who was saying on ESPN, that, you know, he said, well, you know, we went to school my first day freshman year at Northwestern. He's like, well, no, you don't pick them because of Johnny Appleseed, you know, just growing the game. Well, her statistics were better at the time than Diana Taurasi's, and they gave Diana Taurasi a going-away present. I examine all that as well, 42 years old, and then she didn't play very much at all. Again, it's almost unspeakable, even though it's a year later, and there's way worse things in our world than this, but it truly is amazing. Just the incredible mistake that USA Basketball made, its committee, its leaders, to allow Caitlin Clark to not be put on that team.
Christine Brennan, USA Today, and the book is coming out soon, On Her Game, Caitlin Clark and the Revolution in Women's Sports. Christine, wonderful to have you, and wonderful to be the big finish for you. Go rest your voice, get some tea or something.
I will, but I'm going to stay up late here in Washington, D.C. You know what I'm going to be watching. I can't wait to see that crowd there, and what a great scene. And Kate Martin is throughout the book, actually. Of course, Caitlin's dear friend quoted her, yeah. Spent time with her. And I love watching them play. So really fun to see what you guys have going on out there. Congratulations, and hopefully we'll talk soon.
Absolutely. Nothing but sellouts for the Valkyries so far. It's been a big deal. Thank you, Christine.
Thank you.
Okay, there it is. Christine Brennan, USA Today, with all of the thoughts on Caitlin Clark, kind of the bigger picture, big comments there at the end with regard
strong.
To yeah, the Olympic thing maybe being one of the worst decisions in the history of sports. It is. It's a head-scratcher.
Not just WNBA. Yeah. Like, I mean, yeah. We've spent a lot of time talking about how maybe the WNBA has not handled the Clark situation correctly, but it's... I mean, well, USA Basketball did a similar thing, too.
And she makes a fair point, too, about, like, she's like, I know all of you are making the Tiger Woods analogy, and it works, until you go, yeah, they're like a bunch of stars before Tiger that are big stars that you've heard of, too.
Yeah.
Arnold Palmer had a drink named after him. You know what I mean? Like, that, like, there were some, not to Tiger's level, but yes, there were some big deal golfers well before Tiger. And I know that, you know, you could name some WNBA stars, sure, but.
Diana Taurasi, yeah, Maya Moore.
But nothing that's going to go down in history kind of the way that, that this is. Cool stuff from Christine Brennan, 888-957-9570. While Christine was talking to us, we had what amounts to two large pieces of breaking news.
Oh.
Yeah. One of them is that Brandon Pajemski will join us in 20 minutes.
Biggest Valkyries fan out there.
Yeah, don't say, like, you know, in those of you listening, in radio we have to have what's called, like, either an affiliation or a title when we bring someone on. When Brandon comes on, normally we're like, Warriors guard Brandon Pajemski.
Yeah.
Not today. Valkyries superfan Brandon Pajemski is going to join us on the show in 20 minutes. Also, within the last handful of minutes, Giants won. Giants won the rubber match over there at Oracle Park against the Cleveland Guardians. They made it as annoying as their two losses previously in this series, but at least they scored more runs than the other team.
Barely.
It took a Wilmer Flores pinch hit double in the bottom of the seventh inning to plate two and give the Giants a 2-1 win. So another pitcher's duel for Logan Webb, but they grind it out. They win the game. The four-game losing streak is over.
Is gone. They get the first win in the Rafi Devers era.
Yes.
And it's a 2-1 win versus the Guardians.
They scored two runs in all of the games.
Yeah, that's true.
All three games.
3-2 loss, 4-2 loss, 2-1 win.
Six runs. Rafi Devers.
Rafi Devers makes the Giants lineup a whole lot better.
Six runs.
But I hate to be the bearer of bad news to Giants fans out there. If you thought that Rafi Devers was single-handedly going to change the Giants from a pitching and defense team to a team that's going to score eight runs a game, no.
Well,
there's
no.
Not a single player that can do that.
Look,
this is still a team that's going to have to play smart, smooth, clean baseball
yeah.
and still pitch the hell out of
but,
it.
I mean, Oracle Park will remain Oracle Park. And Devers, what did he do? 1-for-3 with a walk? Is that what we ended
so.
Up with
and
today?
And a strikeout, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, nothing. Rafi has looked fine at
yeah,
home
no.
plate, right? He had a nice first.
Three hits in 3 days.
Yeah, first night there and another hit today. And he drew a walk. In fact, he drew a walk after being down 0-2 in the count. So, yeah, 1-for-3 with a walk. All is well with Rafi Devers. I do think it completely changes the lineup. Yes, you are still missing one of your plus bats in Matt Chapman, but is Oracle Park and are the Giants going to continue to be a lot of 2-1s, a lot of 3-2s, and a lot of 4-3s? Yes. Yes, I don't think that's going to change. I still think that it, in a large way, it changes who they'll be come playoff time, assuming they get there.
Yeah, no, yeah, and like you hope that the introduction of Devers maybe makes the number of times that you score five runs in a game a little more often, and maybe you win some games 3-2, but you also win some games 5-2 a little more often. It's not going to be every single game. It's not going to have that big of an impact. But, you know, there's going to be a day where he drives in five runs by himself and wins you a baseball game.
No doubt. No doubt. All right. So let's get into a little Giants baseball.
All right.
And Brandon Pajemski is going to join us in less than 20 minutes.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.